Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Our man BB Shea coming in here.
What's up?
Really want to get into this. Yesterday, listen to this guy. I think you're quiet cracking. That's a new term we just learned. Quiet cracking, meaning you do everything, and it looks like you're handling it all with grace and ease, but as soon as you get in your car, you break down crying because you're overwhelmed. You're overwhelmed. I knew it yesterday because you came into our office. I was sitting there alone, and you said, I'm going to count every wheel and every door in this room and in the entire office. Because we brought it up briefly, yeah. And you have to listen to every single second of this show. Biggie doesn't listen to half of it.
No. And he's been lying about Shrek for 15 years.
Can you believe that?
What's the Shrek deal?
You see Shrek?
I love Shrek.
Okay, Biggie doesn't and doesn't know it because he doesn't like animated movies.
And he's been lying all these years.
Feel free to give him the finger right now. Okay. He's been lying all these years.
I've just done the glom on. Oh, yeah, Shrek, great. Oh, yeah.
Donkey is Shrek.
P.S., we've learned Fiona was indeed a Shrek.
I told y'all.
She was an ogre. Yeah, every night she would turn into an ogre.
She turned into an ogre every night.
Everybody knows that.
Biggie didn't. He'd never seen the damn
thing. I've got multiple emails. Idiot, she is an ogre.
My four-year-old nephew knows that.
Exactly. Shrekking.
That's
now.
Why she loves Shrek.
Yeah.
New term, Shrekking. Hot woman dates ogre of a guy, thinking that the ogre of a guy will treat her incredibly
like
well.
Like a princess.
To hang on to her. Like a princess. To hang on to her. Yeah. So that's a thing now. It's called Shrekking.
Hey, baby. Here's a diamond. Here's some earrings. Here's a necklace.
All it takes is a little bit of attention.
Yeah.
And you got our heart.
Yeah. Humans are pretty, males are pretty simple.
And I don't know why they don't understand that.
Exactly.
We're simple creatures.
Exactly. So what were your findings? I think it's wheels.
You're right. It was. But first of all, let me say, I was walking around this building with two pitch counters.
I saw
wheels and doors.
Saw that too.
You would not believe how many people in this building like thought you made me do this. I was going around. I'm like, I'm counting wheels and doors. They're like, BB Shea. Yeah. You know you don't have to do that, right?
He doesn't actually have the power he thinks he does.
Yeah. Is he making you do this?
I can't believe
I talked to Barry up in HR. He goes, do we need to have a closed door meeting about this?
Yeah.
Do we need to talk about how Chris Kelly treats you?
Yeah.
But no, it was fun. It was a fun experiment.
Yes.
Do you guys want to play high low?
High low,
yeah.
God.
So this is a three-story building.
Three-story building. I count every wheel and every door
in the building.
Yes.
Let me see. Well, let's start with doors. Or how many doors are in this? Because I think that's a fairly low number. But you have to count cabinet doors, like in the kitchen and
yes.
that kind of stuff.
And not drawers.
Not drawers.
Doors.
And refrigerator.
Refrigerator. Yeah.
I'll say 50 doors in this building.
I'm going to go lower.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Well, 30,
okay, go ahead. 35.
I'll go slightly higher.
In between?
No, higher than 50.
Oh,
sorry.
Higher than 50. Okay. So you're like, all right, so you'll say 55 or whatever.
You've all underbid.
Really?
Yes.
There's more than we
about,
think.
About double what you think.
Really?
Yes. You want me to go ahead and take it's 137 doors in this building.
My God.
Yeah.
But downstairs near the bathrooms, there are like six doors.
I mean, you think about the cabinets, the refrigerator doors, even, you know, these desks that we sit at, they have doors underneath them.
Oh.
And you got to count those too.
There's
a door right behind you. You didn't even see that.
I was getting ready to say there's two doors in this room, but really there are at least five.
Yeah.
And more over here.
A dozen.
Yeah. That right there, like where you're sitting. That's
when doors under here.
Yeah. When your predecessor turned the station off that day, he had opened. I don't like to bring it up. I'm sorry. I don't like to bring it up. So there's 137
doors.
So how did what was your methodology? Did you start at the top in the corner and just kind of work your way?
So I tried a little bighorn it, right? So I would go down and then just count every outside door and then go in each room and count each each room.
Did you interrupt some high?
I did. Some people were upset about that. Yeah, but sure. I was like, I'm doing big business here.
I need to crawl under your chair.
Yes.
This is inappropriate.
Chris Kelly's making me do this.
Unbelievably inappropriate. Yeah.
Now, now the wheels.
Wheels.
You are right. There are.
Well, wait a minute. I want to guess at this.
Okay, yeah.
I figure there'd be more wheels.
Yeah.
And I've changed my tune on this. I used to think there were more doors in the world. Now I think there are more wheels. I'm going to say, assuming since there were 137 doors, I'll say 270 wheels.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 338.
Right. I'll say higher than that.
All right. I'll say 270, 338, and he says higher.
Well, Chris Dim, give me an actual number.
500.
Okay, overbid there. Biggie was the closest without going over. 373.
Ooh, wow. 373 wheels.
Yes.
Because each of these chairs.
Each of these have five, but then there are little things that kind of like, we have speakers down the hall that have wheels on them. There's two apiece there. And then little things that hold things that have wheels.
Yeah.
373.
It's something.
Yeah.
When we had this conversation originally, you know, it really took the internet by storm a few years ago. Somebody called and said, well, if you talk about wheels that are inside machinery, you know, inside clocks, there are wheels that turn, and that, and you just an infinite number of wheels. I looked around the road yesterday. Every car's got four.
Most of them.
Every one of them got four. And another in the trunk as a,
that's right, as a spare tire. Yeah.
You didn't think about that one, you know. So every car has one more wheel than it has doors, unless you have got a hatchback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think it's more wheels and we have a surprise for you, BB.
Oh,
Jones.
Really?
You have no idea. And you're so overworked and I make you do these kinds of things and you're quiet cracking. I was told yesterday by our bosses that we have a trophy for you.
Oh, really?
It is a 10-year thank you in recognition of 10 years of outstanding service for BB Shea.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
It's a trophy that you get. And I was told by our superiors, it actually happened 3 days ago, and he forgot.
Oops.
It was on his desk, and he forgot. So he said, I think it would mean more coming from us than from him. Hopefully that's true.
It was very nice.
No, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Look at that.
I don't remember most of it, actually.
Well deserved.
Is everything spelled correctly?
Everything's good here, yeah.
We've had some misspellings in the names. Before.
It's well deserved.
Well, thank you.
Biggie almost ruined it. I went to get it off my desk when I played Put Up or Shut Up. When I walked back in, he commented on it. And we had to say,
what's that in your hand?
You know, but he, in fairness,
well, nobody told
nobody me. Comments to Biggie. He's just like, in fact, how long you been here, Biggie?
This is year 18.
Never got a thing.
I didn't get a year 5 trophy. I didn't get a year 10 trophy. I didn't get a year 15 trophy. They thought they were going to fire me in year 7.
They tried to get rid of it.
To a little something called FMLA. I'm still here.
That's right.
Not what if all the trophies are just upstairs? At the top of the stairs.
Just a
you just got to go get them.
An MVP trophy. Yeah. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse gift certificate.
We've been waiting for her to come up here.
Why does Biggie never come up here to get this trophy?
We've incentivized the hell out of it.
Just add it to the Biggie pile.
There's the keys to a new car.
Oh, I got trophies and clocks and all sorts of things. Yeah. Yeah, I guess Biggie doesn't
just
want
just on one flight.
Yeah, I guess not. He's comparing it to Dusty Rhodes getting the watch. They tell you.
30 years.
A computer took your job.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work. They got 4 or 5 kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them go home. And hard times are when a man has worked at a job 30 years. 30 years, they give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, Daddy. That's hard time.
That's hard times. Mm.
He was a prophet, man.
He was.
Dusty freaking Rhodes. A computer took your job, Daddy.
You got swole feet. You got a boss that can't stand.
And a computer taking your job.
I'm convinced they're up there trying to AI me right now. Just like
a computer's going to take your job.
Yeah, well, people still like them, so we need them. Can we AI them? I think we can.
We sold your health to an American leak detection.
Yeah, that's true. I bought that board.
You did get a board.
I bought that board, brought it in,
yeah.
And they said, great idea. We're going to sell it and not give you a dime.
We got a hot time. We got to celebrate 15 days in a row with the 15 days.
Sharpie, please.
Give us a Sharpie. AmericanLeakDetection.com. We get to profits, and what do you get?
Nothing. Oh,
a kick in the butt. 15 days. That's 15 days, Daddy. That's hot times.
And don't come try to giving me a trophy now. I know how this company works.
I don't think you have to worry about that. I think they pried your name off that one and slapped BB Shea's on it. Yeah, well, he's never coming to get it. We'll just
it went out of the Biggie pile.
We'll reuse it. That's well deserved, BB Shea.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Do you remember your first day, your first couple of days?
Well, I started off as an intern, and then my first part-time job was, I think I remember my very first event I did. Yeah,
it
was
like
an electronics store.
Was I there?
No, you were not.
Did we get along early? I can't remember how.
I don't really remember much interactions with you earlier. I remember my first interaction with Chris Kelly. I was in our weekly meeting. I was an intern at the time.
Yes.
And the whole meeting went on. Nobody said anything. And then at the very end, they're like, does anybody have anything else? Mm-hmm. Chris Kelly raises his hand and goes, yeah, quick question. Who's this guy?
Who's this?
I remember that day. I remember the day after.
Yeah. Yeah. Who is this guy? Exactly.
So who's the round-faced guy in the corner?
Got that perfectly round head and that beard. Look at you now, 10 years later. Yeah,
it's crazy.
And here we are, terrific colleagues in that same meeting all the time.
Yeah.
Fantastic.